you love movies and movie discussions, you've come to the right place. Who am I, you ask? I am the Wiz! And I'm here to review the 1979 comedy Monty Python's Life of Brian, starring the entire troupe of Monty Python, which is Eric Idle, John Cleese, Michael Palin, Graham Chapman, Terry Jones, and Terry Gilliam, directed by Terry Jones. This is going to be a pretty weird review because with something like a movie like this, it's better to not spoil the jokes and to give away the jokes, and I'd have to do that in order to actually review it in a very succinct manner. So I'm going to probably make this a very short review. This will be an interesting review. So let's just get into it. Let's get into the review of Monty Python's Life of Brian, directed by Terry Jones. Before we get to that, let's get into the plot. Really doesn't matter, honestly. I mean, okay, the barest plot is Brian was born on the same day, about a block away from Jesus at the same time. And what basically happens is Brian becomes infatuated with a female rebel who is Judith. And in order to impress her, he joins a resistance movement. And that's it. And then basically the rest of the plot is an excuse to have a whole bunch of gags and jokes, which, you know, is kind of the way of Monty Python, honestly. Well, if you've seen The Holy Grail, and if you've seen And Now for Something Completely Different, which in the Flying Circus show, you know this by now. So, but if you're expecting like a plot or character development in this movie, this is not it. You're not going to get that here. All right, so let's get into my 3 points. My first point is that this is one of the best films, finding humor in dark subject matter. So this is not a dark comedy. I think some might consider it a dark comedy, but I don't really think it is, because the way I look at a dark comedy is it shows the darkness in the exact light it's in, but it still happens to glean comedy from it. Whereas this one takes the dark subject matter and just brightens it up into a ridiculous, silly manner to a point where you kind of can't take it seriously. Like, one of my favorite scenes in this film involves a stoning, and it's hilarious to watch, but that's kind of how I look at it. But I think the film does a great job of finding the humor in these situations that are actually really serious and really dire. The comedy is just really good in this movie as well. You would have to really enjoy Monty Python, of course, but if you are into like satires, like I would say Naked Gun, Airplane, Hot Shots, this is a great movie. This is a really funny movie to watch. And my second point, plot is superficial, it services to the jokes. I mentioned that in the plot synopsis. Yeah, basically, the plot doesn't matter. The plot is incredibly bare bones, and all it does is to give excuses as to make new jokes. The vast majority of the jokes work really well. They're hilarious. Until the very end, which I was actually kind of surprised how I was still laughing at that final scene. I think it's absolutely hilarious, but there's really no point in even worrying about the plot and the characters. It services the jokes, and it works incredibly well. And my third point, this is better than Holy Grail. I'm not going to sit here and say that Holy Grail is like a piece of crap compared to this, but I like Holy Grail. I like this a lot more. I thought it was funnier. I thought there was some more intelligent stuff in the movie as well, even though it's kind of dumb in its way. I'll explain that in my who this is for. I really thought this was a hilarious movie, and to really discuss why that is, I would have to really spoil the jokes, and if you haven't seen it, I would say watch this movie. It is hilarious. If you're looking for an Easter movie that is kind of about religion, but not really, and you just want to laugh, I'd say pop this in for Easter, and I think it is hilarious. You'll enjoy it. So who is this for? This is for people, if you like satires, like I mentioned, Hot Shots, Airplane, Naked Gun, Robin Hood, Men in Tights. If you like those movies, you should really check this out, and I think you would really like this movie. And this is also for people, if you like smart, dumb film. What do I mean by this? I've had this mentality for a while now that there are some films that are just dumb, but there are also smart, dumb films. And what do I mean by that is the humor in it is really dumb, patently ridiculous in like a stupid way, but the way they execute the comedy is so smartly done. You obviously have to be intelligent to come up with how to set up those jokes, and a lot of the jokes here are pretty dumb, but the way that they lead up to those points are actually smartly done. So if you like smart, dumb films, I would say definitely check this out. Overall, I highly recommend Monty Python's Life of Brian. Man, I gotta tell you, before this week started, I never thought that I would have some of the best films I've seen this year be religious films. It's turning out that both The Last Temptation of Christ and now this one has become some of my favorite films I've watched this year. Granted, would you really call this a religious film? No, not really. But I think the thing that the film does really well, again, is take those dark subject matters that is usually attached to religion and make it absolutely uproariously hilarious. And not in like an insulting way, I feel at least. But I think in just a really tongue-in-cheek, humorous, and hilarious way. It is incredibly dumb, some of the things that happen in this movie, but it's still incredibly hilarious when you watch it. If you are into Monty Python, you probably should have watched this by now, but if you haven't, I would definitely say watch this. So I highly recommend Monty Python's Life of Brian. It is an uproarious film. Loved it. I can't wait to watch it again. Now, if you want my full review on this movie, you can go to my website at imthewiz.com. You'll have my full written review right on the site, along with a link to the video that has this review that you've just listened to. Okay, so for next time, Tuesday, we're going to start the new week, which is Out of Obligation Week, which is where I watch films I just feel like I have to watch, even though I'm not entirely excited to watch them. So Tuesday is going to be The Marvels, directed by Nia DaCosta. Thursday, we're going to continue the 007 debriefings with Octopussy, which is the final film with Roger Moore. Saturday, I am not looking forward to this one, but again, I feel like I kind of have to at this point. It's the latest film from the Indiana Jones franchise, which is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. I have not heard good things about this movie. I've heard that this was a very disappointing movie, but I love the first and third film. I thought the second one was pretty good, but I hated Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. And from what I've heard, it's about around that quality of film. So I am not looking forward to this, but oh well, I'm doing this out of obligation. So tune in Tuesday where I review The Marvels, directed by Nia DaCosta. Thursday, the 007 debriefings with Octopussy. And Saturday, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, directed by James Mangold. I am The Wiz, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.